We talk all the time about business value, but nobody gives you a model for thinking it through. So I'm going to go through my good, better, best model on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. One of the things I think a lot about is the idea of using technology to deliver business value to end customers. It's not easy. Frankly, if it were, everyone would be doing it easily. It would be a commodity, and there wouldn't be much money in it. Let's acknowledge that to start. Every vendor, and then every other vendor, says this repeatedly when they try to convince companies to sell their wares. Deliver business value. It's a great tagline, and it sounds great. It really does. But how do you really do it? What's a model to deliver business value? Let's borrow a moment from Wikipedia. In management, business value is an informal term that includes all forms of value that determine the health and well-being of the firm in the long run. Business value expands the concept of value of the firm beyond economic value, also known as economic profit, economic value add, and shareholder value, and includes other forms of value such as employee value, customer value, supplier value, channel partner value, alliance partner value, managerial value, and societal value. Many of these forms of value are not directly measured in monetary terms. Business value often embraces intangible assets, not necessarily attributable to any stakeholder group. Examples include intellectual capital in a firm's business model. The balanced scorecard methodology is one of the most popular methods for measuring and managing business value. See business valuation. It's worth noting that the article itself later even says there is no consensus, either in academic circles or among management professionals, on its meaning or on its role in effective decision making. The term could even be described as a buzzword used by various consultants, analyst firms, executives, authors, and academics. Nothing like starting with a buzzword to try and prove your value, huh? So acknowledging that this is somewhat undefinable, I'm going to try and define it. Why do we care? I think the exercise helps engage customers, and it is a model. It's certainly not the only model. This one is mine. If you think about this from the value of a provider, I could break this down into good, better, best. It's good enough to keep things running. In good, actions are tied to SG&A spend. Better is to focus on reducing costs, connecting IT spend to stuff in cost of goods sold and bringing operational costs down. Best, when the tech consulting can tie directly to the revenue numbers and drive growth. So let's go further. I'm assuming a basic knowledge of a profit and loss statement. If you don't have that, you'll likely struggle as a business consultant. There is no shame admitting you don't have that understanding. Frankly, you can never stop learning in this space. I've been doing this for years under multiple companies, and I still feel like I'm learning. I wish I'd taken business finance in college. And if you're one of my younger audience members, take that class. Businesses are powered by the money they bring in. That's the revenue. They spend some money to drive that revenue directly. That's the cost of goods sold, sometimes called COGS. And then you have the stuff necessary to be in business, which is the operating expenses. It's also called SG&A, selling general administrative expenses. It's a simple math formula, right? Revenue at the top, minus the COGS, is gross profit. Then you pull out the SG&A and you get the net profit. So let's work through each again. Businesses that view technology as an expense will put you in that SG&A bucket, an administrative expense. Maybe an operating cost. If you're that provider, listen to the words. You're an expense. Something to spend as little as possible on just because it pulls from the potential profit. That's good. The less favorable dictionary definition, having the qualities required for a particular role. You're delivering, and you can certainly exist here. You feel a lot more price pressure here. Looking around you at the other line items surrounding your offering, you're with insurance, utilities, the rent, office supplies. Business owners know they need this stuff, just generally not that excited to spend money on it. It's also not that hard to justify your existence here. The vast majority of business owners know they need computers. They know they have to have the technology, and just like having lights work at the office, they know this has to be there. Now, I'm not going to dwell here too much because you get the idea. It's good. But we want to be better. Escape that price pressure. It could impact their service. So let's hit those definitions again. Investopedia. Cost of goods sold, or COGS, refers to the direct costs of producing the goods sold by a company. This amount includes the cost of the materials and labor directly used to create the good. It excludes indirect expenses such as distribution costs and sales force costs. Now, I want to highlight something here. In the strict services businesses, certain kinds of labor aren't in this bucket. Again, Investopedia. Personal service businesses that do not calculate COGS on their income statements include doctors, lawyers, carpenters, and painters. For this discussion, I want to include the cost of these people in my thinking on COGS. This is important mainly because most service providers services companies. Say that three times fast. The key idea is this. Can we reduce the cost of these materials and labor? Can your service reduce the number of staff required for your customer to deliver their product or service? Can technology reduce the cost or amount of materials used? And can you measure that impact? If you can do that, you're better. A lot better, to be honest. The trick is measuring it, and that measurement is unique for industries, customers, and their businesses. But learning how to do that will make you better. Will make your offering better, and it will deliver better margins for both of you. I'm not saying this is easy, but you can charge more to do it. If you can document to your customer how spending a dollar reduces their expenses by 20%, they're happy to spend that dollar. But what would be best? How could we maximize our value to our customers? Well, impact their revenue. If you move to that level where the technology is driving revenue, now you're in the catbird seat. Can your technology solutions directly add more revenue, make them sell more, see more patients, drive more donations? Can you directly tie the investment in technology you implement for them to the money they bring in? Every business, nonprofit, or organization has money coming in at the top. Every business owner will spend a dollar when it goes directly to driving more dollars. Deliver technology that drives this, show it via data, and you deliver the best service level. In my If I Was Starting an MSP video today, I talked about focusing on nonprofits. Now, let's use that as my example here. It's good to keep the association working and ensure their email works. It's better to help the staff reach 10% more potential members by leveraging their Microsoft 365 investments, showing this increase in reach each month. And it's best to use technology to drive more membership, leverage e-commerce, and integrate that into their association management software and show the 15% growth each year. That's the difference. That's where the good meat of services lives now. The gap between buying the tech and then seeing data results, ideally translating into business outcomes, a real lost opportunity if you don't focus on it. Your in-services do not squander this. So this is my good, better, best model. It's good to keep the lights on. Better to impact costs directly in SG&A. And it's best to impact revenue across a good soul. Missing out the benefits of this in the business is essential. Higher profit revenue is left on the table. That's the filet mignon of meat.
Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.